Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah as we begin our new perek. The Mishnah begins by discussing that we know an essential part of every carbon that's brought is the Zrikas Adam. By most Kabbanis, the Zrikas Adam that the Torah requires is that there should be two Zrikas, one on the northeast corner, and the other one facing it diagonally on the southwest corner. And the way the blood is applied to the Mizbeach is that it goes to the two sides, so it ends up that all four sides of the Mizbeach have blood on them. But now the Mishnah begins to discuss what will be the halacha if one put less than the required amount that the Torah just told us should be done. B'shamer mikola niton al mizbech hachitzin, all kabbanis that the blood is put on the mizbech hachitzin, other than the karmi chatos, the loch is shenostum of matana achas, instead of doing the two applications that we just discussed, they only did one. The loch is kiper, the loch is that the carbon is considered a kosher carbon. As we said, blood is applied through spritzing from the klisharis in which the kabbalas adam was done. You put it into, you throw it against these two corners. However, the zrikas adam of a carbon chatas, which we're about to discuss, is done differently. There, it's done with an application of the finger on the four corners of the mizbeach. But teaches us the mishnah b'chatas. By carbon chatos, the minimum you need, says Beis Shammai, for the carbon to be kosher is shtei matanos. Two, or Beis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel's opinion is af chatos shetana mas matana achas. That by carbon chatos as well, even if you did only one application, it's kosher. Of course, everybody agrees that one should do as the Torah prescribes. The question here is, well, what would you accomplish? How is the kapara accomplished if you didn't follow what the Torah says? Moreover, we're speaking here about the kabbanis that are put on the Mizbeach Achitzin. We're going to be discussing the kabbanis, some kabbanis, the blood is put into the Mizbeach Hapnimi and on the Parochus. They have different halacha. The Achronim explain that even though we're learning that if you don't do all of the applications the Torah required, you're still affecting kapara. How do we look at when, for example, as we're just speaking about the karmi chatos, you're supposed to do four applications? Are they considered one mitzvah, or they are considered separate mitzvahs? Sfasem and Mikdash Tovet seem to look at them as four separate mitzvahs. The other Achroinim seem to follow the opinion that they should be, that they're considered one application. Says the Mishnah, Lefikach, given the halachas that we just learned, Emnasas Rishana Ketikuna, if you did the first one properly, Vesashniya, this by according to Beis Shammai, by every carbon besides the carbon chatas, according to Beis Hillel, the halacha that we just learned applies to every carbon. If you did the first application properly, and then you did the second one improperly, Vesashniya Chutzos Manoi, and as we've been learning so extensively, when you have a machshavas chutzos manoi, the carbon becomes pigel. Here, it won't be pigel, because once you did the first application, you have affected a kaparo. The Sfasemis, however, says that even though if you did the first one properly, you have done what you're supposed to do, that doesn't mean, says the Sfasemis, that you shouldn't try to repair if you haven't done it. That means if you haven't done the other matanis, and you still somehow have the opportunity to do them, or if you have done the other, or if you did the second matana, as we just learned, with a machshavas chutzlos manoi, and there's still dam available to be able to do it properly, suggest the svasemis that, of course, if one has the ability to correct any mistake that he made, he should very much try to take advantage and do so. However, if nasas rishon chutzlos manoi, if you did the first matana chutzlos manoi, first shnia chutz mekaymai, and then the second application was done chutz mekaymai, the carbon is pigol v'chiyavan of course. For as we learned, if you do things that are essential to the bringing of the carbon, essential steps to the bringing of the carbon, and you did them with a combination of chutz l'zman and chutz mekaymai, so then the halacha will be that the carbon is a kosh, the carbon is not pigol, because the chutz mekaymai will create that it's not chiyuv karis. But when can the chutz mekaymai create a situation that there will no longer be a chiyuv karis? That's only by something that's essential to be done. But here you did something, you had that machshava by something which wasn't essential. For as we're learning now, anything after the first zrika is not essential, so that can't save the carbon for not having chiyuv karis anymore. Continues the Mishnah. Kol antana amizbech apnimi. Any carbon whose blood is supposed to be put on the bezbech apnimi, which include the parasar of Yom Kippur, the par koin Mashiach, the par amdavish atzibur, all of them we put four applications on the four corners of the mizbech apnimi. And by the par and sar of Yom Kippurim, there are also seven more hazos on the roof, on the top of the Mizbeach. And then the Parasov Shem Kippurim require eight more hazos, achas lamal of shev lamato, against the proiches, on the place where, and achas lamal of shev lamato in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and achas lamal of shev lamato on the other side of the proiches, where in the Beis HaMikdash. The Parakai Mashiach, the Param Dovish at Sibur requires seven hazars on the Proiches. And here we're learning that all of these different hazars that we have now identified, the Aloch says the Mishnah, Shemchisa Achsmanatanas the Keilu, if you missed any of the ones that we just identified, the Aloch is Lakipa, the carbon is not effective. Lefichach, if you did all of them with the proper machshava, and one you did improperly, psula, the carbon is pasul, because you have to do all of them. So every matana is essential. Vein by karis, but there's no karis, because the halacha is ein mefaglim b'chatzi matur. A carbon cannot become pigul when you only had the machshava by one of the things that make it mutter. And here, since as we learned, all of these hazos are absolutely essential, in order for it to become pigel, you've had to have the machshava pigel throughout all of these hazos that we just finished identifying. And if you didn't have that machshava throughout all of the hazos that we just identified, it would not become pigel. Tan Rabbanan begins the Gemara Menayin. How do we know, what is the basis for the halacha that we are learning? That a carbon that Dam is supposed to put on the Mizbech HaChitzin, that if you only did one matana, shekeeper, it's effective. Tamalayma, v'dam z'vachech yishafeich. It means that one shvicha, dam z'vachech yishafeich, even one isn't fine. And as Rabbi Abe Malin explains, what does the Gemara mean to teach us? That the point of kapara, or how is kapara achieved, the way kapara is achieved is by dam touching the mizbeach. And therefore, as soon as there's some dam that touches the mizbeach, you have the proper kapara. Ask the Gemara, v'haylachidah, says this is what we learn from this pasuk, from a balel tanya. Don't we need this pasuk to teach us what we learned? The halacha is that the blood that's left over after the zrikas adam And the halacha is that we have to pour it al yisoid hamizbeach. The din of shvicha shrayim, the din that all blood that's left over, the shiore adam, poured to the yisoid hamizbeach, is a halacha that's only stated by karmen chatas. So ask the Bryce, Menayim l'chol adomim, how do we know by all dam of all kabonis that if there's dam left over, shetuna matan dam liyasoid, that the blood is poured onto the yasoid of Mizbeach? Tamalayma, the Pasuk says, v'dam zvachecha yishafech. The Torah is teaching us that all the dam of the of all kabonis that's left over has to be poured on the yasoid HaMizbeach. There's a machlokes rishonim. If included in this, is included Bechor, Mais, or Pesach. The Bechor, Mais, or Pesach, after the dam is put on the Mizbeach, is there this halacha or not? Tosfos' opinion is that Bechor, Mais, or Pesach have the same halacha as all other kabbonis, and the leftover blood, there's a din of Shvicha Shraim, where you saw it. The opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid is that it doesn't apply by Bechor, Maisa, or Pesach. And the Mekeves of Mishnah explains why. Because when we speak about other kabbonis, the halacha is that, like these kabbonis, the halacha is that all of the dam that's available should be used on the Mizbeach. So there is no Shirayim, and therefore there's no halacha of Shirayim. Rashi's opinion is that even though we're learning now that by all kabbonis we have to pour the shrayim onto yisoid hamizbeach, Rashi's opinion is that what does that mitzvah teach us? What does that mitzvah say? That mitzvah says that if there is leftover blood, it should be poured onto yisoid hamizbeach. But there's no mitzvah to leave over blood in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of shvicha shrayim. There are, however, rishonim that disagree. And their opinion is, Tosfos' opinion is, there's a mitzvah to leave over blood in order to be able to do the mitzvah of Shvicha Shraim on your side. And then there are Rishonim, who, based, as we just learned in the Gemara, that the din of Shvicha Shraim is primarily taught by Karmen Chatas. So they learn that by Karmen Chatas is a din that you should try to leave, you should specifically leave over blood to be able to do Shvicha Shrayim. Whereas by other kabbonis, there, the halacha is if you have leftover blood, then you should pour it on the side. If you don't, you don't. And the question really is, how do we look at the mitzvah of Shvicha Shrayim? Is it just like a carbon has to have Zrikas Adam? Zrikas Adam is essential to the effectiveness of the carbon, so too will be the din of Shvicha Shrayim. And even though the Shvicha Shrayim, everybody agrees, is not something that is ma'akiv, is absolutely essential, but it's part of the mitzvah of the carbon, or it has nothing to do with the carbon. It has to do with the way of disposing the leftover blood. The Torah tells us the leftover blood from a carbon has to be disposed, and the way is disposed is by pouring the shirayim on the side of Mizbeach. And those that say that by all kabbonis you should do shvicha shirayim are of the opinion that the shvicha shirayim is a part of the mitzvah of the carbon. The other opinion holds that shvicha shirayim is a way of disposing of the blood. But if you don't have it, then you have no issue of how to dispose of the blood, and there won't be a din of shvicha shirayim. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, that you're learning from this pasuk with dam zvachecha yishafech, the din of shvicha shrayim, ask the Gemara, how can we learn from this pasuk that one zrika is sufficient? Answers the Gemara, they nafgale, the din of shvicha shrayim, they learn from the Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, the Torah says, by the chattas oif, v'chiza midam chattas akir mizbeach, v'anisha midam yimotza yisoyim mizbeach chattasu. Shein tam aloima b'dam. It was not necessary for the pasuk to say the word dam a second time, because the pasuk is already speaking about the dam. Umatam alam b'dam. Why did the Torah say the word dam a second time? Lefish loyim matnu el nitana matn arba. We only learned by Karma Chattis that requires l'chatchila four applications abod. The day shetun matn dam al yisoid. Shah dam minayim. How do we know that this halach applies by other kabbonis as well? Tamalim v'shenisha b'dam yimatzei. Shein tamalim b'dam. Amat tamalim b'dam. Liman akol hadamim shetunim matn dam al yisoid. And therefore, that pasuk, the pasuk we began, Adam zvachach yishofech, is available to teach us that one zrika is enough. Ask the Gemara, v'kati l'achadasi, is the pasuk with Adam zvachach yishofech here to teach us that zrika achas is enough? Ask the Gemara, b'bayla l'chatanya, isn't it needed for what we learned for another halacha? That the halacha is, minayin l'tanam zrika. How do we know that the kabbonis that have to be done, the blood has to be applied b'zrika, which we learned that pasuk by Kabir Oyla, Shlomim, Oshim, and Bechor uses the word v'zarku, as the pasuk says, v'zarku asadamim, v'zarku asadamim z'beyach soviv, v'zarku v'nayakan asadamim z'beyach soviv. Zrika represents that you stand with a distance from the mizbeach and you throw the blood on the mizbeach. How do we know shimnotna b'shvicha, that instead of doing it that way, you actually stood next to the mizbeach and you poured it down the side of the mizbeach, that yotza, you fulfilled your obligation, tamalayma, v'damz v'chach yishafech. So the pasuk is coming to teach us that you could interchange these two things. Now the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim says that even though the Gemara is teaching us that this is acceptable, the halacha is that l'chatchila one should do the halacha the way the Torah says. And the Brisker Rav explains why. Because as we said before at the beginning of our shir, the dam of these kabbanas are put on the mizbeach, shtaim shen arba, two which are really four. The only way you can accomplish that is if you're going to do zrika. Whereas for the Karm Chantas, we have a separate application on each corner of the Mizbeach. And since we have a separate application on each corner of the Mizbeach, there, shvicha would be acceptable. So we need the pasuk of Davz V'Checha for that purpose. How could it be, asked the Gemara again, available to teach us that zrika achas is fine? Answers the Gemara, that actually it's not acceptable. And by where zrika is required, zrika should be done. And where shvicha is required, shvicha should be done. The Gemara tries with a different approach. And the Gemara brings a Mishnah how we see that zrika and shvicha are not interchangeable. The halach is that on Pesach by night, we have to eat the Korban Pesach. As the pasuk says, v'achos abos b'layla azeh. And we know the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim teaches us that if there are a lot of members in the group registered to bring the Korban Pesach, and they can't be satiated from eating the Korban Pesach, they brought with it a Korban Shlomim. That Korban Shlomim is known as the Chagigas Arba Osser. And that Korban Shlomim is eaten by the Seder before the Korban Pesach, so that by the time we get to the Korban Pesach, we, even though every person, because we have so many people or whatever the reason is, are going to get a small portion of the Korban Pesach, and we want that the Korban Pesach should be nechal al soiva when they're full, and therefore the halacha is that they ate the Korban Chagiga, and then they ate the Korban Pesach. Before one eats a Korban, he has to make a bracha. Before one eats the Korban Pesach, the bracha is Baruch Ato Hashem al Kenem Melech Oilam, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvos Mitzvonu Lachal HaPesach. Before one eats the Korban Chagiga, the bracha is Asher Kedishonu Mitzvos Mitzvonu Lachal HaZevach. And because eating Kabbonis, explains Rashi, is a mitzvah, and therefore since it's a mitzvah, we make a bracha before we fulfill this mitzvah. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, Birach Birchas HaPesach, if you made a bracha on the Korban Pesach, Pata Shel Zavach, you don't have to make a separate bracha on the Kam Chagiga. And here, the Rishonim ask an obvious question. The loch is, Emaftir Nacha Pesach Afikoyman, that after you eat with the Karim Pesach, we're not allowed to eat anything. So, if after eating the Karim Pesach, we're not allowed to eat anything, so now we have a fundamental question. How could it be that you're going to make a bracha on the Karim Pesach, and you want the bracha on the Karim Pesach to cover the Karim Chagiga, you're not allowed to eat afterwards? So the Rishonim explain what the Gemara means to say is that they first ate from the Karim Pesach, and then they ate from the Karim Chagiga, and then they went back to the Karim Pesach. So that's how you could have a situation that you ate from the Karim Pesach before you ate from the Karim Chagiga. And therefore, again, the Mishnah says, Berk Birchas HaPesach, Pata Shel Zavach. But if Shel Zavach, if you made a bracha on the Chagiga, which, as we just said, is the carbon that's typically eaten before the Karim Pesach, Loi Pata Shel Pesach, it doesn't cover the Karim Pesach. You have to make a separate bracha. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rekivayim Loi Zu Poiter Zu V'Loi Poiter Zu. The carbon Shlama bracha can't cover the Karim Pesach bracha, and the Karim Pesach bracha can't cover the Karim Shlama bracha. And the Gemara is assuming now that what is the basis of the machlokes? Is Zrika and Shvicha the same? Rishmal holds that Zrika is included in Shvicha. And therefore, if you're supposed to do Zrika, but if you did it b'Shvicha, it's fine. And therefore, the bracha on the Pesach, which is done b'Shvicha, could cover the bracha of the Chagiga, which is done b'Zrika. But Shvicha is not included in Zrika. And therefore, the halacha is where the Torah requires Shvicha, Zrika will not be acceptable. And therefore, the bracha on the Chagiga, which is done on Zrika, cannot cover the bracha of the Karim Pesach, which is done by Shvicha. And Rekiva, on the other hand, holds that Shvicha is not included in Zrika, and Zrika is not included in Shvicha. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, we understand why Rekiva will hold that one cannot cover the other. Because since each one of them is brought in such a significantly different way, that's why one bracha, the bracha one, cannot cover the other. So if that's the case, we now have the source for Bekiva's halacha that we don't use the prosuk of Dam Zvachech Yishafech to teach us that a carbon that requires Zrika, Shvicha will do. And therefore, it's available to teach us that if you only did one Zrika by most Kabbonis, it's fine. So the Tzlach asks a question. The brachas, as we mentioned a few moments ago, the nusach of the bracha on the Karim Pesach and the nusach of the bracha Karim Shlomim are very different. So how could there be a havamina in the one bracha could cover the other bracha? So he answers, the basis of this whole halacha of Karim Pesach and Karim Chagiga is based on the pasuk that says, V'zvach the Pesach L'Hashem al-Kecha, Tzoyin u'Pokar. Tzoyin explains the Gemara in Masechta Psachim Daf Ayin Beis refers to Karim Pesach. Bakar refers to Karim Chagiga. And regarding both of these psukim, the Torah, regarding both of these kabbonis, the pasuk says Zavach the Pesach. So it's a raya that the Chagiga and the Karim Pesach are covered one with the other. The question here that we have is that if one thing could cover another thing, the question is that if somebody has to eat a certain food, and in order to eat that food, he's going to have to drink first. Certain foods can't be eaten without first drinking. So let's say the food you have to eat is a fruit. You're going to have to make a bioprior eights. So the question is, if you're going to take the drink before the fruit, and the only reason you're taking the drink is because you should be able to eat the fruit, the question that the Chetshuk Lichem discusses, do you make a bracha on that drink? So he quotes the Ramah in Or Chaim Simen Reish Yud Beis Sif Aleph that talks about the halachas of Ikar V'Tafel. And he says that when is there halacha that if you're eating an Ikar and you have a Tafel, that's only if you're eating them together, or only if you eat the ikkar before the tuffel. But if you eat the tuffel before the ikkar, and it gives this example, that let's say you want to take a drink before you eat the food because you don't want to eat on an empty stomach, the halacha is you still, even though it's a tuffel, you have to make the bracha on it first. Because as the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat and Tess explains, when you're eating the ikkar before together with the tuffel, the ikkar covers the tuffel. But when you're not eating them together, there one doesn't cover the other. So now he asks, based on that, yes, our Gemara is teaching us, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the bracha on the Pesach could cover the bracha on the Chagiga, but they weren't eaten at the same time. So since they weren't eaten at the same time, how could one bracha cover the other bracha? So he says, he takes two approaches to this question. One approach is based on what we said at the beginning, and that is that there was a question, how do you eat the Pesach every before the Chagiga? And the answer was that we're speaking about a case where you ate the Pesach, and then the Chagiga, and then the Pesach again. So, that's clearly, he suggests a situation of ikkar v'tuffel, because the Pesach is the main carbon, as we said at the beginning of this discussion. The Chagiga is only brought, then order you should be able to eat the carbon Pesach ala soiva. And given that that's the case, it's an ikkar v'tuffel, and that's why the Gemara is suggesting, at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, that make the bracha on the Karban Pesach, and that will cover the Karban Chagiga. But then it takes a different approach, and that is that the halacha is that this Gemara that we just learned is speaking about Birchas HaMitzvahs. And the Gemara, and the question that he's discussing of ikkar v'tuffel, is talking about Birchas HaNenen. And he wants to suggest that we can't learn the halachas of Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaNenen one from the other. He suggests that Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaNenen are very, very different from each other. And therefore, even though by Birchas HaNenen we learned the halachas of ikkar v'tuffel, those halachas don't apply by Birchas HaMitzvahs. And particularly according to the tzlach that we quoted, that the halacha of Karban Pesach and the halacha of Karban Chagiga all come from one pasuk, we could well understand why one would be cover the other. Then he has a discussion. If somebody ate a food, he made a bracha on the food, and he thought that the food would taste well, but then it didn't taste well. It didn't taste good, and he feels that it needs to have salt. He didn't have in mind to put salt on this food. Will he now have to make a shakel on the salt that he's adding to the food? So first he wants to suggest that even though he didn't have a mind to put salt on the food, everybody who eats food that the has a mind that if I'm going to eat the food, it's not going to taste the way I want it to taste, I should be allowed to put salt. I'm going to put salt in it. So even though it wasn't clearly expressed that way, it could be that self-understood that he meant to add salt. But on the other hand, the halacha is that why is this different than an ikkar v'tuffel? And that the halacha is, as we just said, that if somebody is eating an ikkar v'tuffel and eats the ikkar together with the tuffel before the tuffel, he doesn't have to make a separate bracha on the tuffel. That's only when he knew that he's going to be eating the tuffel. He's eating the tuffel, he knew he was going to eat the tuffel. Here, where he doesn't know that he's going to have it, then he should have to make a new bracha. No different that he says that the halacha is that let's say somebody makes a bracha on wine and he had no intention to drink more wine. And then he adds, then he decides to drink more wine, that the halacha is that he has to make a new Bari Priya Goffin. So why over here should he not have to make a new Bari Priya Goffin? But then he quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal, that maybe under other circumstances, the halacha will be that you would have to make a new bracha by ikkar and a tuffel, that you didn't have a mind to eat the tuffel. But here, the tuffel, the salt that you put on the food becomes part of the food. So it's not just a tuffel, it's a part of the food. And therefore, since the salt or if you would add sugar, it would be the same, becomes part of the original food, you would not have to make a new bracha. But lahaloch lemaisa, he paskins that you would have to make a new bracha. He says that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that you're not allowed to eat food without making a bracha. And since it was not your intention to eat this food, therefore the bracha that you made originally does not cover that food, and you would have to make a new bracha. But ask the Gemara, again, going back, that the Gemara has taught us, that we learn from the Pasuk with Adam Zvachecha Yishofech, that the halacha is that one zrika is enough. Ask the Gemara, Akat halacha dasi, is that what's learned from the Pasuk? Ask the Rambam, El Chatanya, isn't it needed for what we learned in another Braisa? The Braisa says, Rav Shmuel, Omer, B'toich Shenemar, the Torah says, B'bechor, Ach B'chor Shor, B'chor Kesev, B'chor Eiz. As Dom and Tizrak on Mizbech, as Chalmam Takta, Ish L'Rech, Nechayach L'Shem, the Madna from here we learn, Sh'b'chor Ton, Matan Dom Ve'emurim, L'gabe Mizbech, that the B'chor carbon requires that the blood be applied on the Mizbeach. And the halacha here is that the Emrim are put on the Mizbeach as well. Maisa Pesach, how do we know Minayin have the same din, that you have to do Zrik Sadam, you have to do Akhtaras Emrim? As we said before, the reason the Emrim are called Emrim is two pshatim. One pshat is because Omar, the word Emrim comes from the word speaking. These are the parts of the carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do what we're supposed to do with these parts. The other reason why it's called Emrim is because they're the most important part of them is of the carbon. Tamaloymer, V'devzam, Zivachach Yishofech, that all kabbonis are treated the same way and they have all the same halachas. So ask the Gemara, so the Pasuk Dam Zvachach Yishofech is needed for this limud, not to teach us that one Zerika is enough. Answers, the Gemara Savol Krab Yosef Glili. He learns that this halacha from the way Rabbi Yosef Glili taught it to us. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer, the Pasuk says, by Bechor, Ach Bechor Shah Bechor Kesev, Bechor Eiz, as Dom and Tizrak on his Bech, as Chalman Tachtem, Domai Loi Nemar, the Pasuk doesn't say the word Domai Beloshin Yochid, Ela Domom, Loshin Rabam. And again, Chelboi, which is the Emirim, which are the Emirim, Loi Nemar, rather the Pasuk uses the word Chelbom. Limer al Bechor, Mais or Pesach, Shetonim, Matan Dove Emirim, Lagamiz Bech. Says the Gemar Bar Rabbi Shmuel, who does learn the Pasuk to teach us that Dam Zvachech Yishofech, to teach us the Dam Pesach B'Shvicha, Haikra Mapuk L'Hachi, Mapuk L'Hachi. He is able to learn both halachas from this same Pasuk. One he learns is, he learns everything from the same Pasuk. So ask the Gemara, how is that possible? So the Gemara, Machlek Tadre Tanayim, I'll leave it to Rishmol, Machlek Tanayim, what Rishmol held. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel, the Mukke Kulei Kulei Bechor, that he says that the Pasuk is speaking about Bechor. And only, the Pasuk, when it says Domom, is speaking about all different types of Bechor. Hainu Dixiv Besorim Yilucha, that all of the meat of the carbon Pesach, no matter what type of carbon, goes to the Kohen. El Rabbi Yossi, the Mukulei, not Memesa Pesach, Rabbi Yossi, who said that the Pasuk is also speaking about carbon, a Maisa carbon, or Pesach carbon, Maisa Pesach, Balamachalei, it doesn't go to the Kohen, it goes to the owner. So if that's the case, what do we learn from the words of Besorim Yilucha? Says the Gemara, he learns that Echatam Vechabamum, the Pasuk speaking about two different types of Bechor. Limit al Bechor Bamum, that if you have a Bechor that's a Bamum, the loch is that it's given to the Kohen. It's not brought as a carbon, but if the Kohen can eat it anywhere, Shematzina loy Bechor Tarakula, there's no other Pasuk to teach us that the Bechor Bamum is given to the Kohen. Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel says the Besorim Yiloch is talking about all cases of Bechor. How will we know the halacha that we just learned of the Bechor Bamum goes to a Kohen? Nafkala Meloyecha B'Seifa. The Torah teaches us, as we've learned many times, that Lo Yachlifenev Lo Yamar Esai, If you have a healthy animal that was designated as a carbon, it may not be substituted. Teaches us the Torah of Hama Yamar Yisai, or if you are to do a substitution, the halacha is vayuhu usmarasa yakaidish, both the original animal and this animal are both kaidish. What is the halacha if somebody did tamura on a bechar? So the halacha is that the bechar is a bechar, but the tamura of the bechar is not a firstborn animal. So what do we do? So the halacha is that we wait for it to become a balmum, and after it becomes balmum, as we just learned, it's given to the kahanim. The way we learn that is because the pasuk by bechar says kaidishim, that only the actual bechar has the kedushas bechar that's brought as a carbon on the mizbeach, but not the tamura. And the halacha is similarly by tamuras maisa and tamuras pesach, that the tamura of a maisa animal or the tamura of a pesach animal is not brought on the carbon on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yosef Glili, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who we just learned, that Imukalei Nami B'Meisach Pesach, who explained that this pasuk is not only speaking about Bechor, but it's speaking about Mais and Pesach as well. Hanad Ksiv, now we could understand, and the reason he explained it that way is because the Torah used the word Domom, Chelbom. Hanad Ksiv Lesifta Kodeshem, that this halacha, that Tamur doesn't apply, is by them as well. We learn from them, Heim Kravim, Vein Tamurasum Kravim. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta Tamur teaches us, Tamuras Bechor Maisa, Hein, the Tamur himself, Veladam Vavla Veladam, all their descendants, Atzav Kal Olam, Harein Ke Bechor Maisa, the tree like Bechor Maisa, that are not, that we don't redeem them when they become Balmum, but we don't bring them on the Mizbeach. The halacha is v'yorch mumu l'balam, wait till they become balmum, and then the halacha is that they could be eaten. Amar Shub v'tanan, and the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, that Tzadik Vav Amud Beis teaches us, Amar Bishul Shmati Sheish Tamuras Pesach Kravim, I learned that sometimes the Tamuras Pesach is brought on the Mizbeach. I learned that Tamuras Pesach ain't a kraver, and sometimes the Tamuras Pesach is not brought on the Mizbeach, and mainly Lafarish, but I don't know when, where. So the answer and the way to understand it is that if you have a carbon Pesach, and it's before Pesach, and you made a tamur of it, the halacha is that the tamur is, it's considered a tamur is Pesach, because this original animal that I had was supposed to be brought as a carbon Pesach. And the halach is that Tamuras Pesach is not brought on the Mizbeach. However, if after the carbon Pesach was already brought, for example, a carbon Pesach was designated by a group and they lost it, and therefore they took another animal. And after they brought the second animal, the first one was found, and now we did tamur on that animal. The carbon Pesach that was lost and now found gets, as we learned many times, the halach of a carbon shlomim. So it's not considered at this point a tamurus Pesach. It's considered tamurus shlomim. And tamurus shlomim, the halach is that the tamurus shlomim is brought on, is has to be a carbon. And that's what Rabbi Shua meant to say. If it was the tamura of a real carbon Pesach, it wouldn't be brought. And if it's a tamura of a carbon Pesach that turned into carbon shlamim, then the halacha is that it is brought on the Mizbeach. I saw the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean, Shemati Veni Deile Refarish? So the Yushalmi, the Masechta Yevama, says that when Rabbi Shua was a young child, he was still in his crib, his mother would bring his crib as a young child into the Beis HaMedrash, that he should absorb the Divrei Torah. But obviously he was a very young child, and since he was a very young child, not everything he heard did he understand. That's what he meant when he said here, Shemati v'eli lefarish. But based on what we just learned, we could understand that according to Rabbi Yosef HaGlili that uses this entire pasuk to speak about Bechor, Maisa, and Pesach, how we could understand that this entire pasuk is teaching us halachas by all of them and the halach of Tmur by them. But ask the Gemara, El Rishmuel, the Mukhlai Kulab Bechor, Rishmuel, who has used this entire pasuk only to teach the halacha of Bechor, Maisa Pesach, the Lord craved to Murasan, Menole. How will we know that this applies by them as well? Answers the Gemara, Maisa Goma, Avara, Avara, Mebuchar. We learned the following Kav Zerishava, which is often recorded in Shas. The Torah says by Bechor, Avarta Kol Petarechem. The Torah by Maisa uses the words, Kol Ashiyavar, Tachas Hashevet. So we learned the halacha of Maisa of Bechor. So if the pasuk is teaching us that Tmuris Bechor is not brought, so too shall be the halacha by Tmuris Maisa. And regarding the Tmuris Pesach, it says, when we speak about the Tmuris Pesach, or Pesach Bajik Sebei, regarding Pesach, the Torah says it explicitly, because the pasuk says, in Kesev u'makrev es kabonai. The pasuk should have said, Kesev, without the word im. Ma tamalam im Kesev. The rabbis Tmuris a Pesach, l'acha Pesach, that the Karmic Pesach after Pesach, which as we just learned a moment ago, reverts into being a Karmic Shlomim, that's when the Halach is Turk of Shlomim. Yochel Aflif Ne Pesach, Tamalaymer, Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem. So we see that the Pesach differentiates before Pesach, when it's a Karmic Pesach, and the Tumur is not brought till after Pesach when it is. Ask the Gemara. So now that we've learned so many different limudim from the words of Damz v'chech yishofech, ask them where we call anach tamai, the mapak lahei Damz v'chech yishofech, the drosh achrita, that we've learned so many other limudim. So this halacha that we began our shiur with today, the high kol anitona mizbech achitzen, shem nosim matana ach shekipa benolo, where will they know that halacha from? So the Gemara, sabalik kebeis hillel, damri, he's going to learn that even by Kamachatis, one application is satisfactory. And then, they're going to learn the halacha of all other kabbonis from the halacha of a Kamachatis. And we don't need the pasuk of Damz v'chech yishafech for that purpose.